Mother Nature likes to remind us that we're not in charge of the weather, but the Farmer's Almanac has been trying to figure her out for 200 years on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Now, get top dollar for your crop with help from the Successful Marketing Newsletter from Successful Farming Magazine and Commodities Advisor Al Kleiss. Go online to successfulmarketing.com/deal to learn more. And month after month, we'll help you reduce your input costs, maximize revenue, plus so much more. Keep your goals on target with weekly email updates and get expanded coverage in the monthly printed issue delivered right to you. The risk of loss in trading futures and or options is substantial, and each investor and or trader must consider whether this is a suitable investment. Past performance, whether actual or indicated by simulated historical tests of strategies, is not indicative of future results. Trading advice reflects good faith judgment at a specific time and is subject to change without notice. There is no guarantee that the advice given will result in profitable trades. Start making more money today. Visit successfulmarketing.com/deal to find out how to subscribe to Successful Marketing today.
21st century weather technology isn't always what it's cracked up to be. Take the Farmer's Almanac, for instance, which is celebrating 200 years of weather predictions. The publication was started in 1818 in Morristown, New Jersey, by a gentleman named David Young. He didn't have any radars or computers. Sandy Duncan is the Farmer's Almanac managing editor. She says Young came up with a set of rules to make his weather predictions.
A set of rules that based a lot of calculations on what was going on in the sky, both astronomically and mathematically. He didn't reveal everything in his calculations except to other weather calculators over the history of the publication. We have updated it somewhat, but still many of his suggestions and rules are in place.
Even today, there are no super radars or gee-whiz technology. The Almanac's long-range weather predictions are made by one guy with the formula.
Our current weather calculator is our seventh weather calculator in 200 years, so when you get the position, you hang out for a while. He is a real person. However, we decided to keep his true identity protected and secret, so we have a pseudonym for him. He goes by the name of Caleb Weatherby. Pretty much, we don't use technology. We use this formula, and it takes things like sunspot activity, tidal action of the moon, position of the planets, and a variety of other factors.
Duncan credits the longevity of their publication not only with weather forecasting, but every day tips for farming, gardening, and living well. I'm Jody Hinke. Learn more about the Farmer's Almanac and its 200th anniversary at agriculture.com.